All right, well, welcome to the Ridley Planning Commission regular meeting dated Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Welcome, so let's go ahead and just stand to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you. Ellen, could you do a roll call for us, please?
Sure. Commissioner, Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez? Commissioner Hudson?
Here.
Commissioner Perez?
Here.
Chairman Custodio?
Here. And now we're to the portion of the public comment. This provides an opportunity for the members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the Commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. Is there anyone out there? No. Okay. Let the record show no one got up. So now we're to agenda number one, which would be to set the agenda for the minutes of regular meeting March 3rd, 2016. Commission, did you guys have time to review those minutes? Any questions, concerns that we need to talk about? No? So I'm going to go ahead and move to approve those minutes. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, Mr. Perez, second. Can I get a roll call?
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner?
Yes.
All right, now we're in the portion of the public hearing, item number two. So, Mr. Fabino, you have the floor.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Commission, Kevin Fabino, Community Development Director. Before you this evening is text amendment number 2016-1, and it's proposing basically several text changes to the Ridley Municipal Code, and in my presentation I'll go through those with you. And basically, we got here this evening because, as you all know, and as I've talked to you about kind of what the development process is, every Tuesday, the Development Review Committee, which is comprised of department heads, key personnel, and our city manager, we review projects that go on in the city. And unfortunately, there was kind of a period of time when a number of code enforcement cases were being brought before that committee for consideration and to develop strategies in which to resolve the matters before us. And quite frankly, you know, it's an end result of blight on structures and properties and really has a detrimental impact on our community and neighborhoods. So on September 21st of last year, the city manager called a meeting, if you will, kind of a summit, with the police, fire, community development, and public works departments all being represented. We kind of just kind of a brainstorming, I think Nicole would call it a war room kind of situation where we all sat around and said, you know, what are your resources? How do you do business? Here's what we do. And just kind of really came to the conclusion that the Ridley Municipal Code, the sections that we're going to talk about in a minute, were really developed in 1982. And so here we are in 2015 at that time, now 2016, and it really was just kind of time for a fundamental change, to really look at what we do, how we do business, and really kind of bring it up to date. So as I'm sure it's no surprise to you, because we follow the same process, if you will, that we normally do when we bring you text amendments. We go out and find the best of the best, usually about four or five different cities from all over sometimes the country, all over California, and we really take the best of the best. We formulate that into what is the ordinance, and you know, we make it fit really the needs of the city of Ridley. In doing that, you know, it's my pleasure that the chief's here tonight. You may be wondering why, because it was kind of he and I that sat down and we put together an initial draft and we drafted it again and then we redrafted it again and then we circulated it and then we redrafted it and really kind of spit-shined it up as best we could. And it's gone through, I'd say, several reviews. It's been back to that Development Review Committee several times. And we felt like we had it in a position to bring forward to you this evening for your consideration and with our hopes of you recommending it be moved on to the council. So with that in mind, that's kind of how we got here. So let me kind of talk a little bit about some of the specifics. One of the sections, and the way we do this is when we have major rewrites to a section in the code, we will ask, and it's kind of the technical jargon, which is to repeal that section in its entirety, and then replace it in its entirety with a new section. Quite frankly, it's a lot easier for us to do that than to put line strikes and underlines and do all that, and then it gets just really, really very difficult and is really not very transparent as to what we're trying to accomplish. So the code, again, originally written in 1992 with respect to what are considered to be the definitions and what a public nuisance is, how we handle it, how we treat it, and how code enforcement procedurally moves through enforcement of public nuisances. We're taking that whole thing out and replacing it with a whole new section, and that's actually in the ordinance that's attached to the staff report. Examples of, and I think as I know all of you have gone through this, it's really kind of clear as to really the definitions of what a public nuisance is. If you kind of looked at the old code, really these are a huge step in the right direction. You know, about abandoned vehicles, what's a premise, a person, the definition of a nuisance, and then it goes on to some very specific sections about weeds, rubbish, garbage, vehicles, building code, responsibility of property maintenance, and abatement. With that in mind, again, as I mentioned, we're trying to take a fundamental approach, because in dealing with public nuisance, we also know that there's graffiti. Again, things that blight our community. And so the chief had already begun working on a graffiti amendment, and so we incorporated into that, and that is a whole new section in Title 5, Chapter 12, identified as graffiti abatement. That's in here as well. Another problem, again, that we, is again, holistically looked at was related to Title 6, Chapter 2, and there's several sections. It's 4B, 5D, and 5E. And that is related to, you know, we live in an agricultural area, and trucks bring produce from the fields to the city, and sometimes they break down. And when they break down, I mean, we have people that try to conduct business in the public street of fixing non-operational vehicles and tractors and trailers, and they make it the regular business and all kinds of other things. So that was kind of, again, under that bigger umbrella of public nuisance, we tried to address it through that last section. And then really the last component was Title 10, Chapter 16, Private Property Maintenance Standards. So we kind of had two things. We had, you know, on one side, defining what a public nuisance is, but we didn't have any property development standards or property maintenance standards. So if you're a homeowner or you own a private business, there are standards and maintenance requirements that you're supposed to do. So again, it didn't make sense to not look at that while we're looking at all these other things. So we sat down, again, we used numerous cities as examples, tried to build what fit for us here in Reedley, and that really was the compilation that's before you and really outlined in ordinance 2016-XX. We haven't given it an ordinance number. So that kind of walks you through the different components that we looked at. Now what we're asking you to do tonight is to approve a resolution of the Planning Commission, and I'm sorry, it is resolution 2016-6. That resolution basically says you held a public hearing, you heard information, you received testimony. The chief may stand up and say something in a minute. You heard, you know, you heard from the public. And basically, you're recommending to the council their consideration of the action. The actual ordinance itself that is attached is the body of the work that will, in essence, if approved by the council, be the amendments to the code. So, like I said, resolution 2016-6 is simply your resolution of the body of work that will go forward. Is there anything you'd like to add, Chief? Otherwise, that concludes staff's report, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions you have.
I can give you my interpretation if you like.
It's up to you.
So, let me just run through a few things.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. Jerry Isaac, Fire Chief. And like Kevin had indicated, we kind of worked conjointly on this, and I think we have something that's going to give us a little more horsepower when it comes to enforcement of the various codes that we have to deal with throughout the city. So in the public nuisance ordinance, the Title IV, Chapter 2, our current ordinance identifies like six different nuisances. And it has some very simple definitions. Our new proposed language is going to identify 35 different public nuisances. It's going to give very comprehensive definitions of what a nuisance is. We're going to do some minor things like currently, and it's been this way for the past several decades, our weed abatement deadline in the city has always been April 1st. And it seems a little early in my view, and so that will be extended to April 15th. Just to give us a couple of more weeks, give the folks a couple of more weeks to take care of business. Hopefully the rains will be out of the way. And we don't hold ourselves to that every year so much, but we determine what the deadline will be based on the amount of rainfall we get. And we'll provide lenience if necessary. It adds more consistent abatement procedures for abandoned vehicles. You know, there's very specific procedures that we have to abide by through the Department of Motor Vehicles when we go out and find a vehicle that's been abandoned and needs to be removed. There's very specific state regulations in regards to that. So that language is included in our public nuisance ordinance as well. Moving on to the graffiti ordinance, our old ordinance, Title V, Chapter 2, basically described the implements of graffiti and what graffiti is. It really didn't specify how to deal with it. So we kind of used some other code languages in our municipal code to deal with the graffiti. The new graffiti ordinance, Title V, Chapter 12, which is entirely new, is very comprehensive. It will make parents of minor offenders responsible for their actions. So there is restitution. There's the ability to, it's actually in the ordinance that the offenders will serve community time between 20 and 100 hours for what they did, and some of those hours will be used to clean up graffiti that's out in our community. So the graffiti ordinance is very well defined. It's going to really give us the edge that we need to keep our city clean and to get the word out on the street that we're not messing around with graffiti. The property maintenance standards, the old code that we currently have provides 22 defined nuisances. The new code language that we're proposing actually defines the conditions that create a nuisance. So those two can be very different. So I think it's the conditions of property maintenance and development that will define the nuisance in our code. And that just gives us a lot more capability when we go out and try to enforce property maintenance standards. So That's it in a nutshell. If you have any additional questions of me, I'd be happy to answer.
Chief, what's our success rate in finding the offenders with regards to graffiti?
Graffiti's tough because you actually, the best way to catch them is to catch them in the act, and that's very difficult. You know, our police department has their hands full because most of that occurs during the nighttime hours, when it's dark and we just don't have eyes to see it. So every once in a while, if they know something's happening around town in a certain area, they can set up a little operation, but for the most part, it's very difficult to catch them.
Chief, give an example of you said the condition is oftentimes different than the nuisance. Give the contrast. Give an example of a contrast there.
If you have a dilapidating structure, it would be. There are nuisances around the house that you can deal with, like weed abatement and overgrown vegetation and that kind of thing. If the structure is not in sound condition, we really don't have an avenue to address that. Okay. So I don't know if that wasn't a real good analogy. I know Kevin's got one that's
sure,
better
Kevin,
than that.
Sure, Kevin, why don't you give us
an example. That's a really good question, and thanks, Chief. You did it. Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
It was thoroughly a pleasure to work and put this together. But so, for example, as the chief mentioned, there may be a nuisance described in the public nuisance ordinance section that talks about a dilapidated building. But in the property maintenance, it will talk about what constitutes dilapidation. So that could be things like...
Oh, it goes further than...
The windows are all broken out. There's no doors. I'm trying to look at examples. There's garbage. There's rubbish, and very clear definitions of what rubbish is.
Okay.
So it talks about animal or human offals. I'm sorry, I didn't say that right, but asphalt, inoperable vehicles and parts, boards, inoperative boats and parts, bottles, boxes, et cetera, et cetera. It also talks about trimmings, clippings, cuttings. It talks about rugs, bedding, furniture, utensils, clothing, vehicle bodies, tires, non-operative, things like that. So what the property maintenance did was it identified a condition. That condition is then collectively determined to be a dilapidated building or condition. The public nuisance is the companion to that says there is a public nuisance, or it is deemed a public nuisance when you have the dilapidated conditions. Does that help?
Right.
So
rather than you coming and just saying, okay, you're a public nuisance, or your property is a public nuisance, then
right,
this goes to more specific.
And actually, to be honest with you, what we tried to do and the chief was extremely helpful. We actually, if you will, put a chain of logic together. So you could start with, okay, so you mowed your lawn and didn't blow off the clippings. Is that a public nuisance? No, because it doesn't fit into a whole realm of a condition which is then defined by a public nuisance.
Right.
So it really link those two in kind of a logical chain to come to a clear understanding for both code enforcement, which is equally important for them to understand, but also for the citizenry to be able to go, okay, when I do these like six bad things, those six bad things collectively are called the public nuisance. Right. And so you actually kind of a layer cake. You've got all these property maintenance standards, which elevate to public nuisance, and public nuisance is all about protecting the health and public safety. So that's kind of where we kind of round it all out, if you will.
I have one more question for the chief. Chief, the I know several years ago we passed the ordinance about the canopies, but we still see a lot. I think that's one of the biggest nuisances that I see, is it's they still exist out there. Are we not enforcing that portion of it?
As far as I can recall, we do not have a canopy ordinance.
I'm pretty sure we did.
No.
We do now, right?
I
read it. It was in here.
It mentioned.
There's language about tarps being used over the tops of a house.
Right.
Nothing as far as temporary structures. And I think that is addressed somewhere in our.
Yeah, I saw it in there, and I was pretty sure that we had addressed that several years ago.
Not that I can recall, and I don't recall seeing it.
Yeah, before my time. I know we had something. There's kind of two kind of canopies that we end up dealing with, and if you're referring to like
the pop-up.
Somebody's shake roof and they put a okay. The other is
in the driveway.
Okay, so you know, the question is that a structure or not? And so I'd have to think about it a little bit more to determine whether it's a structure. If it is, it's still got to be out of the setback. So.
And there's different types of structures like that, right? There's the metal ones.
Yes.
The ones like a metal garage or kind of like a carport. And then there's the pop-up tents that people use for recreational situations. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And the reason I remember this is because you guys mentioned the fact that it was a hazard for the emergency vehicles approaching that property. And that's why we were going to look at that. I may be all wet, but I truly remember that very distinctly. But like I said, I could be wrong.
There's something in the works for that.
Yeah, okay, so it's actually under 10-16-4 under the real property maintenance standards. It says use of tarps. I think that's as far as we went. And it says tarps for roof and building repair shall be prohibited except for emergency repairs.
Right, I remember.
Additionally, the use of tarps for temporary canopies, enclosures, and or awnings is prohibited in an outdoor area visible from any public right of way.
Exactly.
That covers it.
So and the key is public, the key, and you'll see this is kind of a predominant theme throughout the whole ordinance, is visible from any public right of way. So the idea is, and I think this is where we tried to craft it in a way that would be really helpful to the chief and code enforcement, if you stood on the sidewalk, can you see it? I mean, that's kind of it in a nutshell. Now, what you do kind of in the backyard, behind the fence, it's not visible from the public right of way, you know, that's a whole nother story. But it's, you know, a theme is visible from the public right of way. So I think that's how we address it. Well, that is how we addressed it. Okay.
Any more questions? Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the public have any comments? No? Okay. I have to say that. Well, thank you so much. So if we don't have any more concerns or questions, I'm gonna go ahead and read this, and please bear with me. It's a long one, and it's kind of wordy, but it's important. So in front of you, commissioners, we have resolution number 2016-06. This is a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending the City Council of the City of Reedley approve text amendment application number 2016-1, proposing to repeal in its entirety and replace Title IV, Chapter 2, Public Nuisance, add to Title V, Chapter 12, Graffiti Abatement, amend Title VI, Chapter 2, Section 4B, amend Title VI, Chapter 2, Section 5D, and amend Title VI, Chapter 2, Section 5E, and replace in its entirety and add to Title 10, Chapter 16, Property Maintenance Standards. So I'm going to go ahead and move to approve. Can I get a second?
I will second that.
Okay, Commissioner Hudson. Can I get a roll call, please?
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Chief, thank you for your time. You can stick around or you can go ahead and go home. Next, we have a community development director's report. So we have item number 3 and 4, planning project updates and engineering project updates. Mr. Fabino?
Yeah, really quick.
You have the floor again.
Yeah, I'll be really quick. I have simply one topic to bring up this evening. Kind of a tough one, but I stand before you and want you to know I'm going to be leaving the city of Reedley. And I tendered my resignation last week to the administration. Slowly, you know, I know all the council knows, and the chief will be back in a second because he's coming back for the radio, I guarantee.
Could you please note that the radio is in the audience and we know it's here, but we're not going to do anything about it.
So it was a very difficult decision to leave. As I was reflecting on my time here, Ron, I can't thank you enough. You know, the trainings we did early and often, I mean, I often recall you because you long history, you know, we did the sequel, you're like, really, that, okay, so that's what they were trying to tell me all those years? And so I feel like I really was able to help the commission, and for that I'm very proud and appreciative of you allowing me to the opportunity to stand and profess, if you will. The staff is absolutely wonderful. It's Ellen and Caitlin and Gary, you have the best staff in the entire world. They're amazing human beings to begin with. They're amazing human beings. And it's even a greater joy to know that they are really good at what they do. And as I have told all of them, and I will tell you, they all disagree with me. I just got to cheerlead. I just needed to get out of the way at the right time, let them do their jobs, and help guide them every once in a while, but it's an amazing staff. And you, as the Planning Commission, can rest assured they will continue to do a tremendous job for you. They're dedicated to the city and role professionals. Your guidance in all the projects that have come before you have transcended the city in many, many, many ways, probably more so than you'll ever know. So I thank you for the opportunity. I don't know if I should say this for the record. I'm excited to be going to what I hope will be greener pastures, of course. But it's still very hard to leave friends and walking every day and all the things that I have so much enjoyed about Reedley. I know you're going to ask me, so I'll just tell you. I was selected and have accepted the position of Director of Development Services for the City of South Lake Tahoe.
Which was?
South Lake Tahoe.
Oh,
we have somewhere to go
God.
Visit.
yeah, that's tough.
My heart truly goes out to all of you for the kindness you've extended to me in my tenure here, and I can't thank you enough. So my wife and I will be cleaning our house. Told you he'd be back. Okay, so he's going to pick it up at, who won the pool?
The over and under was 3 minutes.
I don't have this surgically attached to me.
So, we're... Yeah, that's what I say. Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes, thank you.
Congratulations.
You know, I mean, I think we all can agree that, you know, you and Ellen and everyone, the staff, makes this job easy. I mean, what you guys do, I mean, you present everything to us already, you know, ready to go, and there's really nothing there that we can really complain about. So thank you, Kevin, just for guiding us and just being here and being a representative, you know, for our city. So thank you. Appreciate it. Congratulations. Thanks. And Godspeed to your new adventure in horrible South Lake Tahoe. Just, I can't imagine.
When's your last day?
March is already come and gone. It's been a whirlwind, and so I'm kind of like living 24-hour periods at a time. We're in the month of April, so that would be April 22nd will be my last day.
Okay.
Has the selection process for your position started?
That would be something you'd have to take up with the city manager. I'm not aware of that. I can tell you, because I've already been asked, I am absolutely committed to the city till 5 o'clock on the 22nd. And staff knows at 4:58, I'm sure they're going to be looking for a couple last minute signatures, you know. But really, that's my wish is for somebody to take care of my staff. They're great people. And if they do that, they will be successful. This is a great city. And believe me, there's lots of things coming. You guys are going to be really, really busy over the next couple years with potentially great development. We have set a new standard for Reedley, and it is a very high standard. And the engineers and the architects and the developers know it. But in that, in setting that standard high, they want to come develop in Reedley. So a lot of that is attributed to you and, you know, and staff.
All right.
So, call Nicole.
I asked you just before the meeting if there's any promotions or demotions, and you said no, so you lied to me.
He had his state all.
He wasn't under oath until he got in front of the mic.
There was no mic in front of him when you asked him.
Any was like, that was too broad. It wasn't narrow enough.
Well, Chairman Custodio, could I make a couple of
absolutely
comments?
Absolutely.
This throws me back. I mean, it saddens me for the city.
Yeah.
Because let's see if I can put my thoughts together. You, on top of working hard and being a good leader, you're a good teacher and honest and outgoing and trustworthy. I've never, you know, I've been in this community since the early 70s, and in the last few years I've been able to say to people, you can trust them. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time I've really been able to say that. So I wish you the best.
Yeah.
I'm honored and flattered. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, just doing my job. And I love it. And I love being here. So thank you, Ron.
So we expect you here on the 21st, right, of April? For our next
If we have agenda items, then I will be here.
Right,
on
awesome.
I will be here on the 21st without question.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything thank you.
Else?
No.
All right. And with that said, thank you again.
Thanks.
Future agenda items, we have the 21st of April, so in 2 weeks we have I see here, conditional use permit.
Yeah, and I actually sent the notice out to the surrounding property owners today. Kelly's Beach, as you are probably aware, is now under new ownership.
The Wake House.
The Wake House, mm-hmm. Restaurant. They have the banner up right now, but they're looking to do a master CUP, if you will, and adding a couple buildings here and there, just kind of getting started with some renovations and doing some improvements. So that's what I'll be before you on Thursday.
Okay.
Okay,
so Commission, please note your calendars there for the 21st. And if there's not anything else, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting.